Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with our own Femi Okay, filling in for Adora Udoji. Behind closed doors, the world leaders, the leaders from the G20 nations are speaking, but on the streets of London, there's the sound of protesters. The police in London say they've been ready all day for this event.
I'm here to make sure that the city operates as a city, business as usual, with one or two adjustments, obviously. For people to protest quite lawfully, but if they overstep that mark and break the law, they'll be dealt with firmly. No ifs, no buts.
That's the City of London Police Commissioner Mike Barron. It is not business as usual, though, on the streets of London. And here following the protests as the G20 leaders gather in London for an expected meeting tomorrow, we go to the BBC's Jack Izzard, a presenter for the BBC Today program. He's on the streets. Jack, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
So a lot more people than when we spoke with you a few hours ago. Any violence?
Well, so far, very little. There's been a fair bit of pushing and shoving. As you say, several thousand people now taking part in these demonstrations. There are two major demonstrations going on as we speak, both of them within a few hundred yards of each other here in the City of London, the financial district of the British capital. We've got two demonstrations. The first one is by anti-capitalists and anarchists. The second one is by an environmental group. Now, get this, they are doing what they call flash camping. They reckon it's a new type of demonstration. It's a bit like flash mobbing. They coordinated themselves through social networking sites like Twitter, through text messages. Within just a few minutes in the last hour, they all showed up. They all appeared at exactly the same time, at the same place. They started pitching tents right here on the street in the middle of the City of London. Their aim is to block off traffic, cause as much disruption as possible.
Jack, it's as though electronically, using these tools, the protesters have their own helicopter from which to direct things over the heads of the police and law enforcement.
Well, they don't have their own helicopter. You can probably hear two helicopters over my head at the moment. One belongs to the media. It's beaming back live pictures of all the demonstrators gathered here on the streets. The other one belongs to the police. They're, of course, filming everything here. They will potentially be using that film as evidence if crimes are committed. Now, in terms of the police involvement, huge numbers of police officers out on the streets today and tomorrow. They are expecting sizable demonstrations both today and tomorrow during the summit proper. In terms of arrests so far, well, 11 protesters have been arrested for possessing police uniforms. And get this, this gives you an idea of how inventive some of the protesters have been. Earlier on, police officers stopped an armoured personnel carrier being driven by a group of protesters. They were all inside, dressed in overalls. The police arrested them. They checked out their driver's licences. Apparently they're all in order. They allow them to carry on driving, but they've managed to get themselves an armoured car. That gives you an idea of how much thought and preparation has gone into this demonstration on the part of the protesters. The police say they're ready to.
Now, Jack, I would have thought that with all this talk of an economic downturn with so many dire global implications, there would be more passion and raw anger on the streets. It seems much more symbolic and much more a set of mixed messages rather than one very passionate kind of hot coal of anger.
I think you're absolutely right in saying that the emotion there is genuine and it is raw. The message is mixed. The bottom line is we've got three large coalitions of hugely divergent groups. There are anarchists there are anti-capitalists, there are environmental campaigners, there are anti-war campaigners. And I think, as you say, the danger is that their individual messages may get drained out, get sort of drowned out in the cacophony of shouting that we're seeing. Now, as I say, mostly thus far, it has been shouting, a bit of pushing and shoving, but so far, very little signs of violence. But we expect these demonstrations to go on for a long time. This is just the beginning.
Well, let's tick off some of the messages. They may get lost in the noise of the helicopters, but they're not going to get lost on this program. What are the protest messages that you're seeing?
Well, as I said, two large coalitions demonstrating as we speak. The first one call themselves G20 Meltdown. Now, they're gathered outside the Bank of England right now. That's the financial heart of Britain, if you like. They accuse the bankers, the capitalists, of being the bad guys, if you like. They've called for an end to capitalism. They want to overthrow the capitalist system, no less. They want to set up a system of anarchy. And we've seen some pretty fiery rhetoric from them. There's been a guy with a loud hail, really winding up the passion impressions of the crowd. He's called on them to hang the bankers. They're calling for a bonfire of bankers. Lots of, you know, spirited rhetoric, but so far it's mostly been talk. That's the anti-capitalists. What about the environmentalists? Well, they're the guys I talked about who have planned this flash camping demonstration. They put up tents. They hope to be camping there in the streets of London overnight, right up until tomorrow morning, when their ambition is to march east of here down to where the G20 leaders will be meeting for the summit in the morning. Frankly, I think it highly unlikely the police will let them demonstrate for that long, but for now, they are being tolerated, and the mood, frankly, pretty upbeat. We've heard lots of talk of carnival atmosphere. Certainly when I went down there a few minutes ago, there were drums playing, there was music, people really excited to be here. It's a rare sunny day here in the British capital, it must be said. So for now, the mood is light, the mood is upbeat, but a long way to go yet.
Well, Jack, and of course the irony is that unless they're near a television screen, the G20 leaders aren't even likely to get a glimpse of these protesters even tomorrow. BBC's Jack Izzardi reports for the BBC Today program, our partners in London. Thanks, Jack.
Pleasure.
Femi.
Thanks, John. President Barack Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao.